Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
People to go forward.
You want to let the devil know I win in a week, but I come out strong.
And the coffee is strong.
The word is what clothes us. The word is what shapes our thinking.
God has your miracle in mind right here and stronger every day. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we like the Word of God like we like our coffee, strong and fresh. And remember, the Lord always has your miracle in mind. I'm really excited about today's show. And just in case you can't tell, I am looking at it and really just going to give you a synopsis today of something that's kind of on my heart. This is a kingdom work, and that's the title of our show. I had to come on a little bit early today. I've got a meeting here coming up here soon, but I wanted to come on here. Good morning. Let me know where you're at. Let me know where you're from, and go ahead and hit the share button. And we want to get this out to as many people. Hey, Pastor Tommy, good to see you on here. If you've not followed Pastor Tommy's ministry, you need to. He's the pastor of Newton First Assembly of God. And I say this with all sincerity, probably one of the most genuine, anointed, sincere pastors in our culture today. A man that loves his people, but will not compromise the Word of God. And glad he's on here. Appreciate him. Good to see you, Brother Jack, and so many of you on here. I want to talk to you guys this morning about something that's really been on my heart the last, just going into last night when I went to bed and then on up in today. You know, hey, Felicia, good to see you. You know, what we're doing on the earth, I want to just share with you a scripture that really came on my heart, and it's John chapter 3, verse number 3, and it says that Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That right there is a synopsis of why we're preaching this gospel. We're trying to win a complete generation, men, women, young men, young women, old women. We're trying to win people to the kingdom of God, which means this is a kingdom work, okay? Not a Sean Strong work, not a Standing Strong Ministries work, not a, you know, you're for and no more work. This is a kingdom work. And one of the things that, you know, really concerns me right now is, and I understand that we, and I do it as well, just as anyone else, you know, we focus on our ministries so much and doing things for God so much that I feel like sometimes us as the church and us as Christians, we've really lost the focus of what, you know, we're preaching and what we're doing and it and what it's really about. You know, winning souls, building families, restoring people. And, you know, after our church buildings are gone, after our, projects are finished, you know, all that we really have at the end of the day is people and the relationships that we've built with those people. So I want you to write down a few things this morning, and I want you to stay focused on the kingdom of God. And here's number one. Write this down. Our main message is to win the lost. I want you to put that in the comment section. We must win the lost at any cost. And I'm gonna really say that that's our main focus. That has to be our main focus. Go ahead and put that in the comment section if you're watching me today. We must win the lost at any cost. And, you know, that means that we love the unlovable, that we care for the uncareable, that we understand that it's about the people that we're preaching to, we're preaching for. It's not about major, God will find a way to bless ministries. God will find a way to bless ministries. We have to keep the main thing, which is the kingdom of God, a kingdom culture. Okay. Once we get them saved, okay, here's the second thing we have to do. We have to teach and train people how to live. Okay, I want you to put that in the comment section. We have to teach and train people how to live. We've got to teach them how to forgive. We've got to teach them how to love one another. We have to teach them how to stay in unity. We have to teach them how to, bless each other and really put a emphasis on kingdom living. Okay. We got to teach and train people how to live. I know I've done it so many times accidentally, unintentionally, whatever you want to call it. I've hurt people. Okay. But even though I did it intentionally or unintentionally or by accident, doesn't mean that I still didn't hurt them. And so I have to be conscious of that. We have to be conscious of that as a people, that we're not so focused on ministry that we hurt people in the process. And we have to teach people that in the process of Christian living, you know, we've got to love people and be conscious, how we're handling things and dealing with things and dealing with people. And I understand there are some people, don't get me wrong, hear my words, okay? There are some people we just have to deal with, okay? But however, you know, our job at the end of the day, you know, is, man, we love them, we care for them, we teach and train them how to live. Now, that doesn't mean in this woke culture, okay, in this woke generation, just because you hurt their feelings, okay, or they get their feelings hurt, doesn't mean that they're right. Okay, I want you to hear me. It doesn't mean that what you said wasn't correct, because sometimes the truth just hurts, okay? But we can still bandage their wounds. We can heal their wounds. We can teach them and train them and understand. We understand that you got your feelings hurt, but this is what it is. This is what the Bible says. You know, I'm never going to be worried about telling somebody what the Bible says, because the Bible is always right. No matter how many times you try to explain yourself, if you explain the Bible, if you teach the Bible, they're going to be okay. Okay, so you got to teach and train people how to live. Here's number three. You got to honor people in the midst of this crazy culture. Okay, you got to honor people in the midst of this crazy culture. You know, this culture is designed right now in the way that they're teaching this culture, the way that this culture is living. It's designed to disrespect anybody and everybody at all cost. And we got to keep honor at the flagship of Christianity, of what we are. And what I mean by that is, I can honor someone and still disagree with them. Okay? I can honor someone and still disagree with them. And I think that's something that we don't that we don't understand, you know, especially right now. Just because I disagree with you doesn't mean I disrespect you, doesn't mean I dishonor you, doesn't mean I don't value you as a person. It just means I don't agree with your opinion. Listen to me. I want to say this, and I want to say this in a powerful way today, okay? We can disagree on subjects, and that's okay. Okay? That doesn't make me like you or value you any less. It just means I don't agree with you on that subject. And we've got to quit taking that so personal. Okay? I really think that we need to grab a hold of that. We need to quit taking that so personal. Just because I disagree with you about something in a subject, okay, doesn't mean that I don't love you any less. Doesn't mean I don't value you any less. Doesn't mean I don't value you as a person. It just means I don't agree with you on that subject. Now, you know, and that's okay. We can agree, like Beth said right there. That's right. We can agree to disagree. Okay. So we got to realize this is a kingdom work. This is about everybody's ministries. This is about everybody's conversions. This is about everybody's healing and miracles, because this is about the kingdom. This is not about just me, what I'm doing, my four and no more. This is about the kingdom of God. Okay, so it's really important that we understand that. So, you know, we got to remember souls. We got to teach and train people how to live. Okay, after we teach them and train them how to live, we got to keep them in honor. Here's number four. I want you to put this in the comment section. This is big. We got to put this in the comment section. Okay, listen to me. This is really big. This has to be. We've got to love the Lord God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our body. For this to be a kingdom work, we have to love God more than we love anybody or anything else. Okay? If you keep Him at the forefront of your life, you will treat people right. Okay? You'll honor other people. Because I don't believe God will let you destroy people. I believe it's powerful. If you're on Twitter, if you're on YouTube, this is a kingdom work. Okay? And if it's a kingdom work, then we have to love God more than we love anything. And, you know, that means that we keep God in the forefront of our lives. Okay? And, you know, we've got to keep that at the forefront of our lives, because, you know, if we love God, we'll love people right. And if we love God, we'll love people right. And that's got to be, that's got to be the forefront of what we do, because God is love. Everything about God is love. We're not going to do anything without Him. We're not going to do anything. You know, my motivation to be on the road preaching this gospel is because I love God and I love His people. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is to love His people, to minister to His people, to minister to their hurting. You know, we had a young lady saved the other night, and man, she came up and gave me and just began to weep. And, you know, that one person got into the kingdom of God, and there were several others. I want to say three new conversions and like 10 restorations, and so I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about that in this revival right now that we're in. God's really healing and touching people, and so we got to love the Lord God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our body. That's so important, because loving Him is the most important thing we could do with our lives, okay? And I want to encourage you guys with something, and I'm going to tell you this last thing, okay? Support ministries, okay? And when I say ministries, you know, encourage them, you know, strengthen them. pray over them. Love on preachers. Let them know they're doing a good job. And it's gonna be a great opportunity for you to really focus on that, because it's a hard time for ministry right now. And when I say that is I really believe that ministry is under some attacks right now. I mean, the ministry as a whole, the enemy is upset. The enemy is mad. And so he's doing everything he can to weaken ministry's faith, to weaken ministry's longevity, to weaken ministry's relationships. And I believe that this is a kingdom work, and God is going to richly bless people, strengthen people, anoint people, and God is going to strengthen them. He's going to encourage them, and God is going to richly bless everything that God is doing. You know, if they're putting their best foot forward, God's going to bless ministries. Amen. So honor ministry. Okay. And this is a kingdom work. This is a kingdom work. And I believe it's going to be a good year. Okay. Listen, we thank you for joining us here on Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. And God always has your miracle in mind. Hey, I want to encourage you today and tell you that I love you. I appreciate you. And I want to remind you of this one powerful thing today. Something good is going to happen in your life today. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.